Blog Talk Radio.
I'm just being ordinary, but my ordinary is your extraordinary. So you think I'm being extraordinary?
I'm being extra,
but I'm just being ordinary. You think Elder just extra? You think I do the most? You wanna know how I know? The Spirit told me so. How a preacher on the mic in the church flowing? Ain't got the nerve to have your ears and your neck glowing. He just extra. Yeah, he need to stop. He need to get off that prayer line and get a job. He ain't hearing from God. He just being lazy. That stuff he's smoking on, it got him going crazy. But still I call and still I watch and still I listen in. Cause if he make it, I want a piece of them dividends. Y'all right on time. All y'all haters, get y'all pad and pen. Write this down so you won't forget. I want you to remember this. I'm just being ordinary, but my ordinary is your extraordinary. So you think I'm being extraordinary?
Think I'm being extra? That's what they
think. But I'm just being ordinary. I ain't tryna be extra spiritual,
nah,
or extra lyrical. You just don't hear me, yo.
You don't hear.
I just move with the Spirit when I feel it.
When I feel it,
if I say I'm gonna kill it, he the realest. Nothing I do no more, it's about to show. Nothing I do no more, it's for the dough. And it's a free download, can't get it in the store. And even bootleggers gon' have it for the low. God with me,
say what?
So ain't no stopping me. You should've stayed down, not to the top of me. Tryna overthrow the boss, that's a conspiracy. Your plans ain't never worked. That's why y'all mad at me. I'm rather D.O.D. because he got my back. Where Elder is weak, he picking up the slack. He blessed me.
Why?
So I correct the track. I bet you rewind it and play it back. I body boys on these beats and I ain't trying to. When the Spirit moving, I could preach an hour or two. So might as well get comfortable. Cause here we go. But before the sermon starts, I had to let you know. That I'm just being ordinary. But my ordinary is your extraordinary. So you think I'm being extraordinary?
Think I'm being extra? That's what they
think. But I'm just being ordinary. I ain't tryna be extra spiritual.
Nah.
Or extra lyrical. You just don't hear me, yo.
You don't hear.
I just move with the Spirit when I feel it.
When I feel it.
In Christ's name, I'ma kill it. He the realest.
Listen.
That I'm just being ordinary. But my ordinary is your extraordinary. So you think I'm being extraordinary?
Think I'm being extra? That's what they
but
think.
But I'm just being ordinary. I ain't tryna be extra spiritual.
I ain't trying.
Or extra lyrical. You just don't hear me, yo.
You don't hear.
I just move with the Spirit when I feel it.
When I feel it.
In Christ's name, I'ma kill it. He the realest.
Listen.
Amen. We bless the name of the Lord on tonight. We want to welcome everybody, hallelujah, to the Anointed Peace of Christ Worldwide Ministries. Praise God, more than an hour of power. I am your host, Elder.
Yes,
host, a.k.a. the Black Prince of Preachers, is in the building on today. Hallelujah. We thank everybody for calling in, everybody for tuning in on today, and we're going to go to the throne of grace with a word of prayer on today. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just want to come before your throne of grace, and we want to tell you thank you on today. We want to magnify you on today. We want to lift the name of high and holy on today. Hallelujah.
Yes,
for you are truly worthy to be praised. You are truly worthy to be magnified. You are truly worthy to be lifted up. And Lord, we just want to love on you tonight. Hallelujah.
Yes,
you deserve to be loved on. Hallelujah. Lord, you are worth our our love. Hallelujah. And we just want to let you know that we love you. Lord, we appreciate you for everything that you've done in our lives, Lord. Hallelujah. We bless your name on tonight. Hallelujah, Lord. Lord, we want to take time to bind and rebuke the work of the enemy. The work that is trying to prevent us from receiving your word on tonight. The work, hallelujah, that's trying to prevent us from understanding your word. We bind it, we rebuke it, we cast it away in the name of Jesus Christ. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And once again, Lord, we thank you for life, health, and strength. You woke us up this morning. You started us on our way. Father, we just adore you on tonight. Hallelujah. We love you on tonight. You are worthy on tonight. There is none like you and none beside you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we love you on tonight, Lord. And like we said, we love you. We appreciate your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
I don't want to
say
that.
Hallelujah. And amen. Bless the name of the Lord on tonight. Once again, we thank God for everybody that's called in, everybody that's tuned in on tonight. This is more than an hour of power. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank everybody for joining us on tonight. It is the fourth night, amen, of the week. Praise God. And we thank y'all for joining us on tonight. Amen. We have a word from God. Hallelujah. We got a word from God. Hallelujah. For you. On tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. But before we go any further, amen, first I want to open up the line if anybody's already on. And if you just have a testimony, a prayer request on tonight, amen, or maybe God put something on your heart, amen, praise God. We want to open up the line before we get into the word of God on tonight. Will there be one with a testimony, prayer request, hallelujah, praise God, or something on their heart on tonight? Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Well, we bless the name of the Lord on tonight. And once again, we thank God for everybody who's called in, everybody that's tuned in. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We want to just give honor to who honor is due, amen. The Committed Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship, praise God, is in the building on today. Hallelujah. We want to give honor, amen, praise God. Hallelujah to my brother in Christ, praise God. Apostle Curry, would you like to, did you have a comment or a word before we get into the word of God on tonight? Hallelujah.
Amen. I just want to give honor to my brother tonight. Amen. Thanking God for you tonight, Elder. Amen. God is truly good. I'm thanking God for how he's moving by his spirit. And thanking God for feeding us manna from heaven. Because whether we know it or not tonight, we getting manna from heaven. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
And I'm thanking God for fresh manna from heaven. And I want to encourage you online tonight that the best way to overcome the enemy is by your testimony.
Because
the Bible says in Revelation 12 and 11, they overcame him. Him meaning the devil. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony.
Yeah.
You don't know who needs your testimony. You don't know what your testimony might do for somebody else. When we overcome, we're not just overcoming for us. We're overcoming for somebody else. Come on here, somebody. Amen. God is saying, when he allow us to go through something and we come out of it, then we become a witness for God. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
And I want to encourage you tonight. If you got good news, don't sit on it. Come on here, somebody. Because your good news could be the miracle to setting somebody free from their sad blues. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. We need to open our mouth and tell it. Come on here, somebody. Jeremiah said it was just like fire shut up in his bones. He couldn't help it. He said, I was trying not to talk about it. And I was trying not to say nothing. But the more I was trying not to say nothing, God opened my mouth, and I began to tell of his goodness. Come on here, somebody. I didn't want to preach, but I couldn't help it. In this last hour, beloved, I believe God has given us and can't help it. Because you can't set on fire. You can't hold fire. Come on here, somebody. And when you got fire, you got to release it. So tonight I'm praying that God will help us to release our fire. If he don't set us on fire just to burn, he set us on fire so we can set somebody else on fire. How many know that we just like coals? When you barbecue and you want to get that cue lit, amen, you want to get, amen, you take the hottest coal, set it on fire, and then you let it get with the other coals. Come on here, somebody. Because when they start mixing with the other coals, then before you know it, every coal in the grill is going to be burning hot. And I believe it's the time, beloved. Matter of fact, I know it's the time that we need to catch on fire. Come on here, somebody.
Man.
We need to catch on fire.
Hallelujah.
If we ain't on fire, something wrong with us. Come on here, somebody. How many know that you testify better when you done been through fire?
Amen.
See, when you done been through fire, then you come out on fire. People are like, why are you so on fire? Because I done been in the fire. I done been through the fire. I done came out the fire. So I still got fire on me. I still got fire in me. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And so if you wonder what's wrong with me, amen, I still got the flames on me. And God is saying, go, boy, go, girl, light that fire. Amen. And that's the word that the Lord put in my mouth tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I'm going to turn it back over to Elder Andre, my dear brother. Bless you, man of God.
Amen. Amen. We thank God for the man of God on tonight. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen.
Getting the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship.
Yes.
Praise God. Based out of Los Angeles, California. Praise God. We thank God for him and his beautiful wife on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And we thank God for that word he gave on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
God is truly good. If you are just now joining us, if you're just not tuning in, maybe you on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, praise God, if you're just not tuning in, this is more than an hour of power. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. The prayer line is back Monday through Friday. We invite y'all, I'm sorry, praise God, the second day, hallelujah, through the fifth day. Praise God. Hallelujah. If you tune in, you'll understand why I just changed what I just said. Praise God. Hallelujah. From the second day of the week, amen, to the fifth day of the week, you can call in and be blessed. Praise God with the word. Hallelujah from the Lord. Praise God. I'm sorry, to the sixth day. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We are about to have a blessed time in the name of the Lord on tonight. Amen. Every night we are here at 7 o'clock Pacific, 8 o'clock Midwest, 9 o'clock Central Time, and 10 o'clock on the East Coast. Praise God. So make sure you join us. Praise God. Call in with your prayer requests, with your testimonies. Praise God. We encourage you to call in with your testimonies. Praise God. Because somebody needs to hear what God brought you through. Hallelujah. When they hear what God brought you through, amen, that word gives them relief. Because if you made it through what you went through, I can make it through what I went through. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
praise God. Sometimes our testimony, amen, to somebody else to make them feel like what I'm going through ain't that bad.
Yes,
Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, I thought I was going through some stuff, and somebody else began to give me their testimony. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I need to quit complaining. I need to be like Paul Jones. I won't complain. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because if they can go through what they're going through and they still look the way they look, glory to God. Hallelujah. That I can go through the little things I'm going through with a smile on my face. I can pick my head up. Hallelujah. Because one thing I know, I got God on my side. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's get into the word on tonight. Amen. Those of you that got the Bibles, your electronic devices, amen. Praise God. I want you to go to John chapter 8 on tonight. Hallelujah. If you've been raised anywhere around the church, you done heard the story of this woman. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We're going to start at verse 1. John chapter 8. Hallelujah. Beginning at verse 1. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'll give you time to find it. If you got the electronic devices, just type it in. John 8 and 1. It's going to take you right to it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Those of you on the line, don't forget to remind everybody we are on every social media outlet we can get on. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're trying to get the word out there. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So whatever, I don't care if it's Facebook, Instagram, hallelujah, YouTube, or TikTok, those four. We are on those four. And I'm trying to move over to Triller. Hallelujah. And some couple more. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Why? Because we want to get the word out there. Hallelujah. Praise God. We're trying to get it to the masses because the masses need to hear the word of God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. As we go to John chapter 8, praise God. Hallelujah. I'm going to start at verse 2. It says, and early in the morning he came again, he being Jesus, again to the temple. Hallelujah. And all the people came unto him, and he sat down and talked. Praise God. So Jesus then came, and every time Jesus show up, a crowd shows up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But every time a crowd shows up, some haters show up in the crowd. Glory to God. Hallelujah. On the sidebar tonight, hallelujah, because this ain't the subject, but on the sidebar, hallelujah, praise God, we want the crowds to come. Glory to God. We want to preach the word, hallelujah, to the masses. Praise God, hallelujah. But God wants us to remember tonight that when the masses come, the haters come too. Oh, glory to God. Oh, y'all need some scripture on that, glory to God? The Bible says, hallelujah, amen, that when the sons of God were gathered around, hallelujah, amen, the throne of God, Satan, hallelujah, was with them. Hallelujah, praise God. And when God and Satan, where he been, Satan said, I've been up and down all through the earth trying to see who, hallelujah, I can devour. I want you to know right now that somebody out there wants to devour you. Hallelujah. Somebody out there is waiting to eat you alive. Glory to God. Hallelujah. They want to put slander on your name. Hallelujah. They want to break up your relationship. Hallelujah. They want to stop your cash flow. Glory to God, hallelujah. And they're waiting on an opportunity, praise God, to get you. Hallelujah. Why is the Lord telling us this so we can be prepared? Hallelujah. I want you to know the Lord don't want us to be shocked when these things take place. The Lord don't want us to be caught off guard. Paul says it like this, let's not be ignorant to the devices of Satan. Hallelujah. Amen. We got to know his tricks. Glory to God, hallelujah. And we got to know how to handle, hallelujah, his attack. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen. Jesus stayed under attack, praise God. And look who he was under attack by. Hallelujah, praise God. The people who claim to be in power. Praise God, the people who claim to have the knowledge. Hallelujah, amen. Jesus called them teachers of the Jews. You are supposed to be teachers. I shouldn't be having to teach you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And Jesus said, amen. I'm sorry, praise God. I'm jumping ahead. He said, hallelujah, amen. He said, the people sat down. And Jesus began to teach the people. But then the scribes and the to him a woman taken in adultery. Be careful. Hallelujah. When the enemy comes along, see, the enemy look like you. Praise God. He claims that he's saved. He's sanctified. Watch this. The enemy even has facts on the wall to verify he is who he is. Glory to God. He's got doctorate. He's got master's degree. Hallelujah. He's got bachelor's. Hallelujah. In divination. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I got proof on the wall. Hallelujah. Praise God. I went to school for this. Hallelujah. Amen. These are who the scribes and the Pharisees are. They educated in the religion of the Jews. Hallelujah. They know the law back and forth. They know the scriptures back and forth. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And they are ready. They know them just like you know. Hallelujah. And they're ready to try to get you caught up on what you know. I've heard preachers that are not Christians. Hallelujah. I'm talking about the Muslims, the what they call themselves, the New Hebrew, the Black Israelites. Hallelujah. These people say, I can take your book and pick you up with it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I can take your book. And I can shut you down. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. And that's what these guys are trained to do. Praise God. The scribes, the Pharisees. Hallelujah. Amen. These are people who have studied. And we're not talking about people that receive revelation. Glory to God. We're talking about studying. Hallelujah. We're talking about learning. We're talking about book readers. Glory to God. I'm not saying, now look, we do that too. Praise God. But it comes with revelation. You can't have one without the other. Without revelation, you lack understanding. You know what it's saying, but you don't know what it means. Oh, glory to God.
Come on, Elder.
So many people
come on, Elder. Teach tonight. Teach tonight.
Hallelujah. But they don't know what it means. Hallelujah. Mm. They know the letter of the law. Glory to God. But they don't know the spirit of the law. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Come on. Come on. Bring it on.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is what the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the scribes, they know to learn. Hallelujah. Think about it. Why do the Sadducees know the word? If they don't believe there's an afterlife, if they don't believe there's something after this, if they believe this is the only life, so you might as well live your best life, why do they need to know the scripture? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Why? So they can try to shut you down. So they can make you look foolish. Hallelujah. And then we'll tell you, I did it using your book. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But still have no revelation. Oh, you know it from front to back, but you ain't got no revelation. That's why when I say, oh, glory to God, watch this. Hallelujah. Amen. And it says, amen. And the scribes and Pharisees brought unto him a woman taken in adultery. And when they had set her in the midst, that's the middle. Hallelujah. They said unto him, Master, this woman has been taken in adultery in the very act. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned. But what sayest thou? Now, I'm going to tell y'all. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. I know at least the first time I taught on this, I know. At that time, I ain't going to say the first time. I'm going to say the last time. The last time I taught on this, hallelujah, praise God, I know I wasn't where Jesus was. Well, what do you mean, Elder? Because I would have been ready to argue what the law says. Praise God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's go back. Hallelujah. I'm going to show you where I would have went. They said unto him, a woman taken in adultery, they brought in the midst. They said unto him, Master, this woman was taken in adultery in the very act. Now, Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned, but what sayest thou? The problem is you are correct, but you are wrong. The law says, glory to God, if a man sleeping with a woman that is not his wife, he and that woman both shall be stoned to death. Where is the man? Oh, I would have started some mess. Glory to God. Where the guy is? Hallelujah. Y'all come bringing me the woman, but the law commands that the man and the woman shall be stoned to death, but you've only brought me, glory
Amen.
To God, the woman. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Why is the woman such glory to God? Hallelujah. What's it about these male chauvinistic preachers? Glory to God. Hallelujah. That always want to attack the woman and give the man a pass.
Mm.
Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. We want to talk about how the curse was lifted off of us. Paul said it. Hallelujah. What the one man brought the curse into the world. His name was Adam. But another man named Jesus came and reversed the curse. Hallelujah. But if he reversed the curse on the man, did he not also reverse the curse on the woman? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because under the curse, before the curse, she was a helper. Hallelujah. After the curse, we ruled over her. Hallelujah. Praise God. See, the problem with these male chauvinistic preachers, they don't want a helper. They want somebody that can rule over. Oh, glory to God. Somebody help me tonight. They want somebody that would do they didn't. Not somebody to help them, but somebody to do what they say. They gonna Steve Harvey me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Because they want to rule over. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, has the curse not been lifted when it comes to childbirth? They just spitting them out left and right because they got something kind of up and down. Hallelujah. Praise God. So ain't no sorrow in the emergency room no more. They just spit them out. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Take a nap. Go to sleep. Glory to God. I was there when my kids were born. Don't tell me. I know. Ain't no pain being felt in that room. Ain't nobody screaming. Nobody hollering. Those days are gone. But yet we still want to rule over our women and not let them help us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So the attack was on the woman. That was a fireball. The attack was on the woman. They done brought the woman and left the man. Where's the man? I want to know. Oh, I would have started a controversy. Glory to God. TMZ would have showed up by the time I was done. Glory to God. But thank God, hallelujah. Like I said, the last time I preached it, I wasn't there yet. I don't know if I'm there yet now. Hallelujah. I can only wait for the situation to arise. Glory to God. I don't know what I do, but Jesus watched it. Hallelujah, amen. It says, now Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned, but what sayest thou? Hallelujah. Then they said, tempting him, that they might have accused him. But Jesus stooped down with his finger and wrote on the ground, and so he heard them not. Now watch this. It's a whole lot of people arguing about what he wrote on the ground. Glory to God. Oh, he was adding up their sins, multiplying them by two, subtracting them by three. He was writing down their names. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. You don't know what he was writing. You can only speculate. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And hope you're right. Praise God. Hallelujah. The scripture don't say what he was writing because maybe that wasn't important. Maybe the important part is that Jesus didn't answer right away. Hallelujah. See, us preachers, hallelujah, us teachers, we like to talk. We talk real fast, glory to God. As soon as it don't sound right, hallelujah. Like I said, I'm talking about myself because I don't know if I'm there yet. I would have been arguing right now. Hold up, let us do that. The law don't say I'm supposed to just stone the woman. Was she committing adultery by herself? I ain't never heard of that. Glory to God, and I wrote the law. Glory to God, hallelujah. No. Where's the guy here? Hallelujah. I'd have been out there skipping, but thank God I wasn't Jesus. Hallelujah, because Jesus stopped. So I'm speculating when I say this because I don't know what he was doing. I say he was thinking about it way before I say anything. You know, sometimes we got to stop and think before we say anything. Glory to God, because it's a trap. Oh, God, ain't here. We got to stop before we say anything. Glory to God, because they is a trap. They were looking to accuse him. Hallelujah. So if he would have said the wrong thing, hallelujah, he could have got, watch this, he could have got into the debate because he was right. Hallelujah. Where's the guy at? I don't see the guy. That's not what the law says. Praise God. If y'all don't be part what the law say and do what the law say, do it the way the law say do it. Glory to God. Both of them supposed to be here right now. But you just brought the one. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It said Jesus stooped down and with his finger wrote on the ground as if he heard them not. Hallelujah. But when they continued asking him, he lifted up and said unto him, he that is without sin among you, let him cast the first stone. And this is why they believe he was writing down their sins. He was making sure all of them had a little dirt on them. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hey, we can go with that. Praise God. I don't know what he was writing. Praise God. But I know what he said. He said, okay, you right. This woman needs to be stoned to death. You absolutely right about that. Praise God. So the one that got no sin, don't get the party started. Praise God. Hallelujah. See, what they didn't realize is the only one with no sin was he. Hallelujah. That he was the only, see, the point is, he is the only one with the authority. He is the only one with the power. That's why he kept saying, you've been told that it was written. Hallelujah. But somebody lied. I don't want to talk about Moses. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. But he got 1,400 laws and statutes and consequences and this and that. And everybody gets stoned to death. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But when it came time, they said, that's what Moses said. Jesus said, hold up. Only the one with no sin has the authority to cast the first stone. Praise God. Hallelujah. See, when you cast the stone, you cast in judgment. Only he who has no sin has the authority to cast judgment. Hallelujah. Look, you can't tell me where I'm going. Hallelujah. You can't say because of, hey, you going to hell. You can't say that because you don't have the authority to put me there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's like you telling me, hey, you about to go to jail. Who going to take me? I don't see no police around here. You think you a cop or something? You don't have the authority. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And this is what people do. Praise God. Hallelujah. People, women ask me all the time, amen, when it comes to relationships, amen, how come when a man gets cheated on, amen, he want to condemn the woman like he ain't been cheating the whole relationship, glory to God. When he gets cheated on, his feelings all hurt, and he all somber and in his feelings, and he want to cry and can't believe you did it. But he been doing it the whole time. What is the difference, glory to God? Why am I always the one getting stoned? Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Wow. Praise God. Why is the stone always thrown at the woman? Glory to God. Hallelujah. As if they were by themselves.
Come on.
Hallelujah. Praise God. You hear it in the beauty shops. You hear it in the hair salons. You hear it in the barber shops. Hallelujah. These women, I'm going to be frank. They say these women are all hoes. They sleep around. They do this. They do that. But who are they doing it with? Oh, Lord, have mercy. Praise God. They not doing it by themselves. The only reason why you know is because you was doing it with her. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. I often wonder, how did you know, disciples? How did you know, Pharisees? Hallelujah, that this woman that came into contact, not this woman, but another woman that came into contact with Jesus was a woman of the street. How did you know that? Glory to God. Unless you were sneaking off in the streets. Hallelujah, just like they being exposed on YouTube now. They ain't just started sneaking. They've been sneaking, hallelujah, praise God. Amen. The preachers, the prostitutes know the preachers by their first name. This ain't even coming from me. The Lord say, hey, the prostitutes know the preachers by their first name. Oh, glory to God, hallelujah. But they want to drag the woman down. They want to put the woman in her place, glory to God. They want to rule over. Hallelujah, praise God. They want to serve it. I heard one preacher say, he was trying to get his point across, somebody, you know, you need to learn how to serve. Two floods in his wife, as if none of us knew, hallelujah, as we sat there, who he was talking about. Praise God, hallelujah, amen. No, she needs to learn how to help. Praise God, hallelujah. Not serve, help. He didn't God just look down and say, I'm gonna make him a servant. Oh, glory to God, hallelujah. They ain't gonna invite me to the poker game. I wasn't invited anyway. Glory to God, hallelujah. God didn't say, amen, praise God, I'm gonna make him a servant. Hallelujah. He said, I'm gonna make him a helpmeet. Somebody to help him meet the needs that need to be met. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. And then they get up and they flip scriptures. The Bible say, amen, submit to your husband. No, see, you still, the Bible say, submit to your own husband. Glory to God. In other words, you don't submit to somebody. If you're going to listen to somebody, listen to your husband. Don't be listening to my husband, glory to God. Hallelujah, because he might be lying. Oh, y'all don't get it. It'd be people out here fronting in these streets like they're good, this, that, and the other. And you want your man to be like him? And you don't know he's beating her back at the house, glory to God, hallelujah. He ain't nothing like he portray himself to be. So submit yourself to your man and quit worrying about everybody else, man. That's what Paul was saying. Praise God, hallelujah, because you have submitted. But you submitted to the wrong one. Glory to God, hallelujah. Praise God. So here they are. They done brought this woman before Christ. He just said, let he who has no sin cast the first stone. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And we quick to talk about everybody else, but what about, Lord have mercy. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And then they say, he stooped down. Hallelujah. Amen. And wrote on the ground. Hallelujah. And they which heard it being convicted by their own conscience. Being convicted by their own conscience. But first of all, I'm on the church ground. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I know I have committed some sins. Hallelujah. I can't rightfully throw this stone in good spirit. Hallelujah. Because I have sinned. Penalty for sin is death. It didn't say which sin. Hallelujah. So we all need to be stoned. Hallelujah. According to the law of Moses, we need to quit picking out which laws, because we say we're under grace. Hallelujah. That's what we say. So we see somebody doing we don't like, then we bring up a lot. Oh, y'all are glory to God. Hallelujah. I said we say we're under grace. Hallelujah. Praise God. But as soon as you do something I don't like, now I want to bring up the law. Now I want to say you going to hell. Now I want to say your salvation been revoked. Hallelujah. Because I'm in my feelings and you did. Glory to God. Now I'm passing judgment when I don't have the authority. Hallelujah. Praise God. And them being convicted one by one from the eldest to the youngest, from the oldest person to the baby, they all dropped their stones, glory to God. Hallelujah. Even unto the last, and Jesus was left alone with the woman standing in the midst. Hallelujah. Praise God. So now everybody's gone. It's just them. Jesus has issued, hey, look, if you have no sin, you can go ahead and pass judgment. If you have no sin, you can be trial, jury, and executioner. If you got no sin, go ahead and do what the law says. Praise God, hallelujah, but you have no sin. You have sin, praise God. The Bible says we all have sin. and fell short of the glory of God. It ain't but one, hallelujah, amen, that walked this earth and did not sin, and his name was Jesus. He's the only one with the authority to pass judgment. He's the only one with the authority to say, you going here or you going there. You know, he's the only one with the authority to say, hallelujah, hey, I don't know you, depart from me, or well done, my good and faithful servant. He's the only one. We've made ourselves God and used the blood to do it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And when Jesus had lifted up himself and saw none, hallelujah, but the woman, amen, he said unto her, woman, where are thine accusers? Has no man condemned thee? Praise God. She said, no man, Lord. And Jesus said unto her, neither do I condemn thee. And neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. God, hallelujah. Go and sin no more. I want you to understand what that statement did to this woman. Hallelujah. First of all, Jesus said, I've come for the sinner to answer a call of repentance. That word repentance literally means to change your mind. And in the Greek, the original writing in the New Testament was Greek. It said metanoia. Meta meaning to change, noia meaning psyche, where we get psychology, the study of the mind. So the word repentance literally means to change the mind. Glory to God, hallelujah. Amen. So when he said, I want you to change your mind, this is what he was doing with this woman. Watch this. He said, where are your accusers? Have no man condemned thee? She said, no, no man. What have I just done? I've reprogrammed your thinking. These people don't got the authority to condemn you. I'm talking to somebody. Hallelujah. People have been condemning you for something you've been doing or have done. Hallelujah. And that's the only reason why you keep doing it, because you feel like you're condemned. Hallelujah. I don't know if you're watching. I don't know if you're listening. Hallelujah. But this is how you're feeling, because people have made you to feel condemned, even though you ain't the only one was involved. But you're the only one getting the blame. Oh, glory to God. Can we not see this woman was not by herself? She was in a group activity, glory to God. But she's the only one getting condemned. She's the only one under judgment. She's the only one, hallelujah, being blamed. Has anybody out there felt like, Lord, why am I the only one? Glory to God. It wasn't just me. Hallelujah. We were all in this together. But for some reason, I'm the only one being convicted. Hallelujah. I'm the only one under suspicion. Glory to God. I'm the only one taking the blame. Everybody else that went on about their life, Lord. Hallelujah. But for some reason, people, hallelujah, keep blaming me. Hallelujah. 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 But God wanted this woman to know, and he wants you to know, that they don't have the authority to convict you. Hallelujah. Praise God. They don't have a hell to put you in. Glory to God. Hallelujah. They don't have a hell to put you in. Praise God. Hallelujah. So the first thing I need to change about my mindset is that these people have some kind of authority over my life. Hallelujah. They have no authority over my life. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The only person with authority, he lets me know who has the authority. Because when he says, neither do I. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So neither do I. I'm the one with the authority, and I don't convict you. I don't condemn you. I don't blame you. I'm not shaming you. Glory to God. I'm not putting you through the ringer. Hallelujah. Praise God. I am not condemning you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, watch me say, go and sin no more. Watch this. Why would he tell her to sin no more? Not just, she knows sinning was wrong. Praise God. She knows she wasn't supposed to be doing it. Hallelujah. Praise God. But we assume the obvious. we telling her not to do it, so she won't go and do it again. Praise God. But you don't understand. He's giving her the reasons not to do it again. I'm giving you reasons not to go and sin no more. You don't have to sin no more because you are not condemned to that sin. You are only continuing to do what you were doing because somebody told you you were condemned. Now you can stop doing it. Hallelujah, because I'm not condemning you for it. Now you can stop sinning. You can exit that sin from your life, glory to God. Hallelujah, because yes, hallelujah, amen. You have repented of it. You changed your mind. It's wrong. I'm not doing it no more. Hallelujah. See, that's the whole key is the repentance part. If you don't change your mind and not do it again, and you don't really, watch this, why can't men stop cheating on women? Because they can't convince themselves that it's wrong. Oh, y'all in Texas, why can't people stop cheating? Because they cannot convince themselves that it's wrong. Hallelujah. Somewhere along the line, they've convinced themselves they're right. They have justified their actions for whatever reason. Hallelujah. Well, she don't do what I want her to do. He ain't good as I want him to get. It's not enough. We don't do it enough times in the week. He ain't never there. He ain't never. We have excuses to do what we do. Praise God, hallelujah. And so still, well, we already been done it. We might as well keep on going. The Lord say you can stop at any time. You can stop at any time. Hallelujah. See, we don't have to keep living these lives of sin if God has told us before he went to the cross. We always want to say because of the blood, because he went to the cross. Because it is all that's true. I'm not taking, understand what I'm saying. He said this before he went to the cross. He said, you can go and sin no more. In the Old Testament, in the book of Hosea, he said, I desire mercy, not sacrifice. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He went on, even trying to give us mercy, praise God, before he went to the cross. He went to the cross to prove the point that, yeah, I'm going to die for you so I can give you mercy, but you could have been, Lord, glory to God. I'm not going to get into that you could have been giving your mercy. Hallelujah. You could have been giving your grace instead of bringing, he said, I don't desire the blood of bullets and the blood of lambs. We keep making these sacrifices for the sins we committed. And Jesus saying, quit making sacrifices for the sin and just quit doing the sin. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Praise God. Quit doing the sin. You got to control that thing. You got to control that thing. Remember when he made man? Hallelujah. Praise God. When we go back to the book of Genesis, hallelujah, verse, I believe chapter 2. I believe it's somewhere around verse number 14, if I'm not mistaken. Praise God. He made man. Amen. Praise God. And I'm sorry, verse number 16. And the man and the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree in the garden, thou shalt eat it freely. Praise God, hallelujah. But before that, hallelujah, in verse 9, he said, and out of the ground made the Lord God grow every tree. We missed this. Every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food. The tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. So all these trees, hallelujah, praise God, look good and taste good. Hallelujah, praise God, hallelujah. But God, he put man, hallelujah, in the garden, amen, and commanded him to keep the garden. Verse 15, and the Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. To dress and to keep the garden. The tree of the knowledge of good and evil is in the garden. Oh, glory to God. So he has to maintain that tree also. He can't eat from it, but he has to maintain it. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. See, I have sinful thoughts that go through my head. Can I break it down? Because y'all act like y'all ain't understand what I'm talking about. See, I got sinful thoughts that run through my head just like they run through yours. Hallelujah. When you saw old buddy walking by, tall, dark, and handsome, amen, had his little tank top on, amen, his little abs was showing, looking all sweaty. Oh, you act like you didn't see him, but you saw him, glory to God. That thought went through your head. Just like when you saw a little mama walking down the street with a little daisy and good thought, her little booty cheeks was hanging out the bottom. You act like you didn't see her cleavage popping out the top of her shirt, glory to God. You didn't see me acting like you didn't have those thoughts running through your head, but you didn't eat from those thoughts. Glory to God. You didn't indulge in those thoughts. Praise God. Hallelujah. But you maintained it. You controlled it, for that lack of a better word. You controlled the thoughts. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because this information is important for these young Christians to know, because us older Christians, we act like we don't have these thoughts. Oh, I thank God that he healed me and he delivered me from sin, and I don't sin no more. I thank God I'm delivered from sin. But you act like you don't think about sinning every day. I'm going to go out here by myself because y'all ain't going to come with me. We go act like we don't think about it, but the thoughts don't come through your mind every day. You ain't thought about lying today? I might call in to work. I don't feel like going in. That's a lie. Ain't nothing wrong with you. You thought about it. Oh, glory to God. See, we don't take into account the little thoughts. We call them little thoughts. Hallelujah. Praise God. But that little thought, if you feed it, you'll find yourself at home for a week. Talking about you got the flu. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. So your boss see you at the mall in the middle of the day. Because you stupid enough to go online and let everybody know you at the mall getting your dosage and get it out of a purse. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. We don't think about those little lies that we feed. Hallelujah. Amen. See, he told us to keep the garden. Keep your mind. In your mind, there's the knowledge of good and evil. In your mind, there is life. Oh, y'all got to catch the way God is breaking this down. Hallelujah. Well, now I have a choice every day. I can eat from the knowledge of good and evil. Hallelujah. I can eat from the tree of life. Hallelujah. Praise God. See, the trick is they both taste good, but one of them ain't good for me. Oh, glory to God. One of them is going to take some time off of my life. Oh, glory to God. One decision to take some years off of my life, glory to God. Why? Because I indulged, hallelujah, in something that was evil. See, I always said this, and don't quote me on this, but the Bible says it's the knowledge of good and evil. Hallelujah. And we don't like to admit it because we saved now. But when we was in the world, we had no problem admitting how good it felt to be evil. Oh, we had no problem admitting how good it felt to be sneaking out the hotel at 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning. Well, we had no problem saying how good it felt, amen, to be in the club, popping bottles, getting drunk till we laid out on the floor and can't remember what happened last night. Hallelujah. We didn't have no problem in the world saying how good it was. Now we want to sit in and tell these new people that's trying to get their life together that they didn't feel good to you. Yeah, it did. It felt real good. I hear what you're saying. Maybe it shouldn't have felt good, but it felt good. Glory to God. It felt good to be evil. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And I'm thinking about doing it again this weekend. That's how good it felt. We couldn't wait till the weekend to do it. Some of us were dipping down during the week. Maybe I'll sit out on Wednesday night and go do a little something. Because it felt good to be evil. Hallelujah. It felt good to eat from that tree. But what about on the other side? Hallelujah. The tree of life. Hallelujah. Amen. The tree of the knowledge of life, glory to God. Hallelujah. Because Christ said, I came that you have life and have life more abundantly. Hallelujah. And you can start by changing your mind, glory to God. God has not convicted you or condemned you for what you have done. Hallelujah. So since he ain't condemned, and since man can't condemn you, hallelujah, you can now go and you can sin no more. Glory to God. Go and sin no more. Hallelujah. Change your mind about what you've been doing and why you've been doing it. You don't have to do it no more. Hallelujah. That's what they told you. Hallelujah. That's what you've been told. Hallelujah. And that's the biggest problem, amen, that I encountered because your mama told you this. Your daddy told you this. So your mama and daddy smarter than God. I know what the Bible says. My daddy told me. Who is your daddy? I ain't seen your daddy in noun book. Hallelujah. Noun statue. Praise God. Well, my mama told me men was like this. Praise God. My mama, amen, like that. Praise God. Hallelujah. Your mama don't know everything. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Your mama know your daddy. And she halfway through him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. But we go and take advice from our elders, as if our elders, look at their lives. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. We need to look at their lives before we start applying their logic and their advice to our lives. Hallelujah. 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 So Jesus is saying tonight, amen, you, whatever is up, you ain't got to do it no more. You can change your mind about it. Hallelujah. About being convicted. You can change your mind about going to hell. You can change your mind about this. You can change your mind about that. Now, look, I got to say. They praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. They may not can convict you. Hallelujah. I'm talking about people now. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. But you got to understand, praise God, people ain't God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. People ain't God. See, you know, oh, Lord, have mercy. Amen. They don't forget like God forgets. Hallelujah. They may keep bringing it up, amen, but you got to remember God. They don't count. God counts. They might keep saying something about it, but God did God say about it. He said, I put your sin behind me. That's what the word says. I'm not making it. It's in the Bible. Glory to God. He says, I take your sins and cast them into a sea of forgiveness, never to be remembered again. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's what the word says. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Amen. And that's what counts, what the word says. What did God say about it? Hallelujah. Amen. Not what I think about it. Hallelujah. Not what my mama think about it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. But God says, if you repent, if you repent, see, the key is if you repent, hallelujah, without repentance, there's no forgiveness. I don't care. See, we can say, hallelujah, was God forgive? Did you ask? Did you repent? You will not be forgiven if, Lord have mercy. I know that's what they teach, God forgive everybody, but not if you ain't repenting. Hallelujah. Praise God, that's what the word says, if ye repent. Glory to God. You can't keep doing what you're doing and thinking the way you're thinking and thinking you're not going to escape the fires, glory to God, and thinking you're not going to escape punishment, escape the wrath of God. If you keep going the way you're going, glory to God, hallelujah, you got to repent. You got to change your mind. Changing your mind then entails will change your action. Because your mind controls your action. Hallelujah. Praise God. Before you blink, your mind told you to blink. You may not know it, but it did. Before you walk, your mind is calculating and counting and doing everything to make sure you don't fall. Make sure you stay on balance. Make sure, amen, it's counting steps and doing everything that you don't know is going on. So before you can change your behavior, you first got to change your mind. From whatever your mind was set on, hallelujah, it could be, I was doing this because my daddy did it. My daddy had a girlfriend and another woman on the side, and that's what men were supposed to do. No, that's what you were told men were supposed to do. That's what you were taught. My daddy ain't taught me that. That's what you taught. You learn by what you see. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But God say it's time to change your mind. It's time to put that thing in reverse. Hallelujah. And see, amen, that it was wrong what you was doing. Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah, you was wrong to do it. Hallelujah. Yeah, you shouldn't have done it. Hallelujah. Amen. But just because you did it don't mean keep doing it. Just because you did wrong don't mean keep doing wrong. Just because you dug a hole don't mean dig a ditch. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You can stop at any time. You can stop at any time. Hallelujah. Praise God. And you can't use the excuse no more that I'm convicted. You can't use the excuse, well, I'm going to hell anyway. I might as well have some fun on the way there. You can't use that excuse no more because God says if you repent and stop doing it, you can go and sin no more. Hallelujah. You will enter into the kingdom of heaven. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's take the excuses off the table. They ain't convicted you and God ain't either. Hallelujah. I know they told you you was going to hell. Hallelujah. But what the word just say? Hallelujah. What the word just say? Go and sin no more. I have not convicted you. Man cannot convict you. Hallelujah. And I haven't. So go. Change your mind and sin no more. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's the season of repentance. I know that's it's a season, Elder. Yes, it's a season for you to get your stuff together. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's that time. When season refers to time. So all I'm saying is it's that time. Hallelujah. It's time for you to get it right. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's time for you to learn that man don't have the power to send you to hell. Hallelujah. It's time that you learn, yeah, what I did was wrong, but I just got to stop doing it. Hallelujah. In order to enter the kingdom, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'll deal with whatever earth and people have to bring me, but I know I'm good with God. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Ain't it good to know that you good with God on tonight? Hallelujah. Ain't it good to know that his life is in, your life is in his hands and not in the hands of man? Glory to God. Ain't you glad that God is your judge? Hallelujah, and not your next door neighbor. Hallelujah. Ain't you glad for it on tonight? Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 So as I close this message on tonight, praise God. Hallelujah. Have you changed your mind? Have you taken the condemnation off of yourself? Praise God. Hallelujah. Have you realized that God has not condemned you? Hallelujah. And man cannot condemn you. So whatever sin you in, you can come on out. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Somebody need to tell somebody tonight, you can come on out. Hallelujah. You ain't got to stay where you at. You can come on out. Praise God. If you change your mind, hallelujah, and realize what you're doing, you know it's wrong. But if you now that you know that you're not going to hell, behind it. Hallelujah. You can sin no more. Glory to God. You can stop doing it now. Hallelujah. You can leave it alone. You can leave a pole alone. You can leave the street alone. You can leave that man alone. Hallelujah. You can leave that woman alone. Hallelujah. Praise God. You can leave that little, what they call them, sneaking leg. You can leave that alone. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Why? Because God say, I got you. Hallelujah. I'm not going to condemn you. Hallelujah, amen. Praise God, because you can go, hallelujah, and sin, hallelujah, no more. Hallelujah. Father, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We thank you on tonight, Lord, that you have all power, that you have all authority over our lives, and man has no power over our lives, Lord. Hallelujah, that you are ruler over us. Hallelujah, not man, that you have all the authority, that you have all the power. And Lord, we thank you most of all that you have not condemned us, that you have not convicted us, that you have not blamed us, that you have not shamed us, Lord. Hallelujah. That you have not brought condemnation unto us, Lord. Hallelujah. But yet, hallelujah, you told us we can go. Hallelujah. And sin no more. We thank you for it on tonight. Hallelujah. We praise you for it on tonight. We magnify you for it on tonight. Lord, we love you for it on tonight. It's because of you, Lord, that somebody's life is turning around tonight. Hallelujah, because your word is true. Hallelujah, somebody's coming out of sin tonight. Hallelujah, because your word is authentic. Hallelujah, somebody is coming out tonight, and Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we magnify your holy name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. And amen. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Are we not thankful tonight that our God is a good God? Hallelujah. Are we not thankful tonight that our God, hallelujah, honors his word? He's not a man that he shall lie. Hallelujah, nor son of man, that he will repent. If he said it, will he not do it? And he said, we can go. We can come up out of that thing tonight. Hallelujah. We thank God for the word. Hallelujah, on tonight. If you out there watching and you want to come up out of that thing, praise God, hallelujah. The first step you got to do, the Bible says it like this. If you accept in your heart, if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus, hallelujah, amen, is the Son of God, and he was raised from the dead, you will be saved. Glory to God, hallelujah. You will be saved, hallelujah. Amen. If you believe it and confess it on tonight, praise God. And whatever sin you was in, hallelujah, you can go. And you ain't got to sin no more. Glory to God, hallelujah. Glory to God, hallelujah. Mm-hmm. We thank God for each and every one of you that have called in, each and every one of you. Hallelujah, that have tuned in. If you want to get in touch with the ministry, the information on how to do so is on each one of your screens. Praise God, hallelujah. We invite you to do so. Praise God, hallelujah. If you want to make a donation, amen, or anything like that, praise God, you are more than welcome to. Praise God. For those of you, amen, we're about to open up the line again. Amen, praise God. So if you do have a testimony or comment and you want to get it on the line, make sure you go ahead and call in 848-220-3100. The access code is 299-299. Praise God. Hallelujah. If not, if you have something you want to put in the comments, praise God, we will honor that on the comments. Praise God. Right now, I want to open up the phone lines. The phone lines are open right now. If anybody has a testimony, comment, prayer request, amen, the phone lines are open. Will there be one? Hallelujah. On tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Will there be one on tonight? Amen. 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 Well, we bless the name of the Lord on tonight. Once again, we thank God. Hallelujah for everybody that's called in tonight, everybody that's tuned in tonight. We want to remind you tomorrow, amen, praise God, is the sixth night of the week. Amen, amen, the sixth day, the sixth night. And tomorrow, amen, is our open panel discussion. Amen, this is where we invite everybody to call in and tune in if you got a question. Hallelujah, if God put something on your heart to say, hallelujah, if you got a testimony, we want to hear those testimonies of what God brought you from. Hallelujah, what God brought you through. Praise God, those prayer requests, we want to touch and agree. Let me tell you what the word says. The word says, when two or more touch and agree on a thing in the earth, it shall be done. Not it might be done, it couldn't happen. Praise God, and we can hope it happens. It said it shall be done by the Father who is in heaven. Some of us don't want to pray because we're ashamed. We don't want people in our business. We're being prideful. Hallelujah. Praise God. God say, I rebuke that spirit of pride right now. I rebuke that spirit of shame. That spirit is keeping you from getting your blessing because you don't want to put it on the table. When you put it on the altar, glory to God, and the men and women of God touch and agree on the thing, it comes to pass. Glory to God. He said, I do it because I honor my word. Hallelujah. Praise God. I honor my word. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we invite you to call in tomorrow, tune in tomorrow, be on the line tomorrow. Put your prayer request out there. Put your testimony out there. Hallelujah. Amen. You never know what God could do if you allow him. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because you can't beat God's giving. Hallelujah. No matter how hard you try. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If you give him some praise, watch what he'll give you. If you give him some time, watch what he'll give you. If you give him a chance, watch what he'll give you. If you give him some faith, watch what he'll give you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But you got to give it to him first. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Once again, we thank God. Once again, any more comments, any more testimonies, any more prayer requests before we get out of here all tonight? Amen, amen. We thank God on tonight. Hallelujah for everybody that called in and tuned in on tonight. We have truly had a blessed time. In the Lord, once again, we will be on tomorrow night. Open panel discussion, 7 o'clock Pacific, 8 o'clock Midwest, 9 o'clock Central Standard Time, and 10 o'clock on the East Coast. As always, praise God. That is the second day, amen, through the sixth day. Praise God. So we invite you, amen, to tune in with us every night. Amen.
Yes.
Be blessed with a word from the Lord. And don't forget about Saturday morning. Praise God. Hallelujah. Depending on the time zone, 10 o'clock on the Pacific time, 11 Midwest, noon, hallelujah, or midday, whatever you want to call it, 12 o'clock Central Time, and 1 o'clock in the afternoon on the East Coast. Don't forget about Out of the Mouth of God Ministries. Praise God. That is our Saturday service. And the man of God, Apostle Curry, brings a dynamic word every Saturday. Amen. We invite you to tune in. Hallelujah for that. And we want to remind you of Morning Glory. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Morning Glory. It goes forth, amen, daily in the morning. Praise God. Hallelujah. At 6 o'clock. In the morning, Pacific time, 7 o'clock Midwest, 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, and 9 o'clock East Coast time. Catch Apostle Curry, praise God, and the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship. Praise God, hallelujah. Represent Morning Glory every morning, praise God, hallelujah. If you're friends with him on Facebook, amen, every time he does a show, he posts it, hallelujah. All you got to do is click on the link, and it'll take you right, hallelujah, to the Blog Talk Radio broadcast, praise God, amen. And it will, amen, bless you, praise God. Start your morning off with the Morning Glory. We thank God tonight, hallelujah, for everybody on tonight, hallelujah. We thank God for everybody that called in and tuned in. I believe I heard Sister Jackie on the line, of course, First Lady, amen. Prevost is on the line, praise God. Apostle Curry, amen. And First Lady Curry as well,
amen.
Hallelujah. And everybody else who tuned in over there on the West Coast, we down here, down south, praise God. We looking for y'all on the West Coast. Praise God to join in with us. And we're going to take this whole country by storm. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Once again, we thank God for all of y'all. Y'all have a blessed night. Hallelujah. Go with God. Better yet, I'm going to turn it over to, I'm going to ask Apostle Curry, amen, would you mind praying us out on tonight? Praise God.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Father. Amen, Elder. Amen. We thank God tonight for the word of the Lord that came through you tonight. I want to pray for you before I close out. Father, we thank you. Amen. For the man of God, we thank you tonight. Father, we ask you, Father, to bless him, God, to strengthen him, Lord. Continue, God, to give him revelation, knowledge, Lord. Continue, God, to exalt him, Lord. You said that those of us who hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. So we thank you, yes, God, tonight, Lord God, for filling us, God, because we're hungry for you.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord, that we're not a dead letter, but we're a living epistle, Lord, that can be read of all men. Thank you, Lord.
Continue, God, to fan the fire that you placed in his spirit, oh God. Thank you, oh God. Hallelujah, that he may stand for you boldly and proclaim what you want him to say. We give you praise, God, because we know that we're looking soon for your return. So continue to bless him and his household in everything he do. We give you praise, and we give you glory for all things. In Yeshua HaMashiach's name we pray. So I bind the enemy on every hand, God. Rebuke every devil and demon, God. And let none of the gates of hell prevail against him. Thank you, O Father, for we bless your holy name. In Yeshua HaMashiach's name we pray. Amen. Somebody give God glory for the man of God tonight. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God. Father, we ask you to guard our ear gates and our eye gates, Lord, and guard our heart, God, and continue, Lord, to let the word that you've spoken, God, fan in our hearts tonight, Father. We thank you on tonight. And, Lord God, we ask you to keep everybody safe from all hurt, harm, and danger. We bless your holy name tonight, God, for you are worthy. You are worthy to be praised. And God, every opportunity that we get, Lord, let us give you the praise, Lord. Continue, Lord God, to bring people into our circle, Lord. You said that if you be lifted up, that you would draw. Lord, you continue to draw people, Lord God. We're just going to continue to lift you up, God, to the highest degree that we can, Lord. And as we lift you, Father, thank you, God, that you're going to draw all men unto you. We give you praise. We give you the glory. And we thank you, Father, for all things. In Yeshua HaMashiach's name, we pray. Amen. And amen. Somebody give God another hand of praise. Somebody bless him. Somebody give him glory. We thank you for the glory. Amen. I'm going to turn it back into the hands of my dear brother. Amen. So that he can go ahead and take us on out. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank God for the man of God on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. We've had a blessed time in the name of the Lord on tonight. Once again, we want y'all to come back tomorrow. Amen. Worship with us. Talk with us. Discuss with us. Amen. Praise God. And be enlightened by the word of God. Make sure, amen, y'all say y'all prayer on behalf of everybody on tonight. Make sure y'all say y'all prayer. Amen. And don't forget to say your prayers and watch your God can manifest in your life on tomorrow. Everybody have a blessed night. Go with God, and we gonna see y'all next time on More Than an Hour of Power. Y'all have a blessing. Go with God. Hallelujah. We gonna see y'all next time. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. On
Amen.
I got the victory. I got the sweet, sweet victory in me. Good evening. I'm Kristen Welker in for Lester. We begin tonight with the new front in the war on COVID-19. That new, more contagious strain of the virus, first identified in Britain, has now been found in two U.S. states, Colorado and now California. There are new questions tonight about just how widespread it already is. This as health officials vow to pick up the pace of the vaccine rollout after acknowledging the effort has fallen.
You need a repeat, go watch the news. All of the prophecy coming true. He sent his son to die for you. Follow his steps, you make it through. Euphrates River's drying up. The 12 tribes don't rise up. The devil knows it's time up. Messiah coming, I'm fired up. Rumors of war, we at the door. And the tribulation, please endure. In your patience, possess your soul. Earthquakes and pestilence coming more. Come up out of my people. Default Dundee is so much evil. These players is coming, they won't leave you. Famine nuclear missiles gon' kill that eagle. We got angels, they got demons. For the most I protect you and keep you. The love of many gon' ask call. And this tribulation gon' let you know. Your truth, they truth, my truth. His life, his death, the truth. No vaccine gon' mean some sacrifice. Would you lose it all to leave after life? Deep players are coming to the earth. America about to get hurt. Keep having vengeance, I'm alert. Babylon is going down, is in his word. Come up out of my peace. Jeremiah 50, pray I see you. I'll be sing angels, cause we need you. Having visions, I keep seeing, yelling and screaming. A fake Messiah coming, don't let him deceive you. All them signs and lying wonders gon' be evil. Messiah opening them seals. Keep them commandments, y'all, cause his body be real. Lockdown's coming back. Them plagues coming, nobody could send them back. Hold back your wings, heal your elect. Hold back your wings, heal your elect. Need of a pig, go watch the news. All of the prophecies coming true. He sent his son to die for you. Follow his steps, you make it through.
Hey, bitch, let it drop right here.
You better tell me if you with me. I know the devil trying to stop me. Got these people out here wishing they could pop me. If they want me, come and get me. Man, I ain't scared of none of y'all. The only thing I fear, the IRS and God. If you want me, go against me. Nah, they probably better think quack. Got aims over my head, war on my mind. If you want me, come and get me. Well, y'all might as well go ahead. I'm probably more of a threat to y'all when I'm dead, though. 24 years old, my mama brought me to the globe. She tried to tell me it was cold and taught me how to keep the cold. Nah, nah, nah. She told me to go to school and get my education. But remember, there's a bias to them books that they been making. Gave me soul on ice and told me about the middle passage. Told me God ain't writing at this. More to life than rapping. I express my opinions, my faith, and my views. If they want to keep me quiet, tell them, do it. You better tell me if you with me. I know the devil trying to stop me. Got these people out here wishing they could pop me. If they want me, come and get me. Man, I ain't scared of none of y'all. The only thing I fear, the IRS and God. If you want me, go against me. Nah, they probably better think quack. Got aims over my head, war on my mind. If you want me, come and get me. Well, y'all might as well go ahead. I'm probably more of a threat to y'all when I'm dead, though.
Once upon a time, God opened up my mind, and he showed me I don't have to be a product people buy. With this God-given wisdom, I can climb out the hole, stay about the system, cause the system never lets you go. Speak the truth without no fear, it's no root in my career. I've been a mascot for too long, I ain't come here for no cheers. First of all, let me be clear one time, let me be real one time. If you want a religious puppet, you gon' have to hang this guy. I've been around the world and seen pretty girls get caged up like sex slaves. Crooked cops done pulled me over, treated me like I ain't made in the image of God, and that's so odd. I'm in Sunday service with a snapback, and if you're hating on me, gon' hate, but if you gon' ride, you better tell me if you with me. I know the devil trying to stop me, got these people out here wishing they could pop me. If they want me, come and get me, and I ain't scared of none of y'all. The only thing I fear, the IRS and God. If you want me, go against me. Nah, they probably better think twice. Got aims over my head, war on my mind. If you want me, come and get me. Well, y'all might as well go ahead. I'm probably more of a threat to y'all when I'm dead, though. The sky ain't the limit. To me, it's a limitation, interplanetary on my navigation. You can follow me to every destination, come on. Let me make it plain, look, I'm just trying to fly with you. Let me tell the man, look, I ain't never lied to you. I'ma keep it real, I'ma ride with you, get the key and peel. If you're getting money like you're getting a wheel, don't fill a bank, don't make a meal. If you're hating on me, then you're speaking tongues, get a translator. If you're breaking on me, go let us know, I got plans later. Look, I've been trying to tell them since 0405. It's real talk, still you know these people doubt me every time. Had an alter ego, but my ego altered at the altar call. Looked the best of ceiling and I heard the angels talking, y'all. What they say, I was made in his image, in his likeness. Fight this, if you don't like this, herbs and spices, righteous. Nothing in the world quite like this, hold on to it with a tight fist. Prototype this, no matter what your type is.
You better tell me if you with me. I know the devil trying to stop me, got these people out here wishing they could pop me. If they want me, come and get me. And I ain't scared of none of y'all, the only thing I fear the IRS and God.
I come to you hungry and tired. You give me food, let me sleep. I come to you weak. You give me strength, and that's deep. You call me a sheep and lead me to green pastures. Only asking that I keep the focus in between the chapters. You give me the word and only ask that I interpret and give me the eyes that I may recognize the serpent.
Are y'all ready to shout a little bit? All right, everybody stand and we're going to clap right here. You ready?
Everybody knows I'm going through, but Lord, I still trust you.
Every second and every hour, Lord, I need you. Cause you're the only help I know, my only strength, my only hope. And I'm gonna keep my eyes on you. Remember while I'm going through, here's my prayer. Be
glorified.
Y'all know this song. Come on, sing it.
Be
thank you. Time, y'all. All right, y'all excited? Come on, come on. Hey. Oh, come on, everybody. Hey.
For taking the things of the world off of my shoulders.
AC